The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
All right, Melissa, how does Love Lost and Found Again work very quickly here?
It is where someone is out and you find a connection with somebody and then you get kind of nervous because, you know, toward the end, you don't know what you're going to say when you have to part ways, and then you don't get the phone number. You have no way of contacting the person. You think you've lost them forever. So you give us a call and then you give us the description of where you met, what they look like, everything about them. We give it to our Burt Show listeners to see if anybody out there knows them. And then if they do, we reconnect you.
Such is the case with 22-year-old Justin, who went to Love Lost and who went to Jack Your Lantern, and ended up like really digging this 45-year-old Anna Milfey that was there, totally digging on it.
He thought they really had a connection. It wasn't just that she was hot. I mean, that was definitely helping.
Deep connection.
But he felt like they really had some, you know, maybe not a deep connection, but some chemistry going on. And he was like, I don't care. I think that she's hot. I don't care about the age difference. I want this woman.
So he goes and to put her number in his cell phone and somehow screws it up because he's all hammered and stuff. And he comes on with us to try to find her. And we did. And it was a pretty easy target. I mean, a 45-year-old hanging out at Jack-U-Lantern was a pretty easy target. So we
plus any Jack-U-Lantern one, too, because of the costumes and everything. It's easy to narrow down. Like, this is a sure thing for him.
This was a slam dunk here.
So, I mean, he had no doubt. That's when he put the pen to paper.
Walking through the Jack-U-Lantern party at the compound, trying to talk to every female that came around. So I'm chilling at the party posted by the water fountain, dressed as a gay cowboy from Brokeback Mountain. Looking all around, and I saw from an angle a nice-looking woman in her costume red Fallen Angel. I asked for her number, even though it was kind of risky, and if she said no, I would just have said I was tipsy. We split our different ways to enjoy the party further, but I forgot what her name was, so I saved it as Hamburger.
Oh, my God.
After the part, I went to my car and ended up real mad because I was so drunk, I deleted her number, and I needed it real bad. I felt ashamed and so out of place, like an apple in a pumpkin patch, till Q100 saved the day and helped me find my match. Now, Bert may think of you as Anna the Milfey and more, but we all know I'm Ashton, and you're my Demi Moore.
And, my goodness. That was fabulous.
And here's the last part. And if it doesn't work out between us, I'll be sad. But what the heck, I'll introduce you to my dad.
I still think it was great. It was effort.
A for effort. Yes.
And that's absolutely all the women want, right?
It was effort. I just think that he should have ended it on the Demi Moore line. That was cute.
Yeah. So what the heck, I'll introduce you to my dad.
Hey, Justin?
What's going on?
Dude, you're not calling us from a bathroom, are you?
No.
Okay, sounded like there was an echo of a bathroom.
He's just listening to himself.
Oh, I gotcha. How you doing, man? Because the last time we talked to you, you were on with Anna Milfey, and you guys said you were going to go hang out over the weekend. And Jen Hobby thought that Anna Milfey was just being nice, just to be nice on the air.
I hope that it went well, and I hope that she was just maybe embarrassed about being on the radio, but I kind of got the vibe that she was placating you.
Okay. I think she may have gone out with you and done all sorts of stuff to you that you never even imagined could happen.
You think they went Kama Sutra page 1 to 120 this weekend?
I think she did stretches before she took him out. I think she limbered up, went into like a steam room, loosened up the muscles, and I'm surprised you're even okay right now.
Did you guys even meet this weekend?
Yeah, actually, we met up at a compound again.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Saturday night, and we had a couple of drinks and danced around for a little bit. We had a really good time. She's a really nice person. But I think all that's there is pretty much just the friendship between us.
Why?
You know, seeing the age difference and everything.
You know? What happened?
Well, that didn't bother you at Jack-O-Lantern, so yeah. What was the difference?
Well, you know, I think it's more on her part. You know, everybody doesn't have any, you know, I can see her. I think she wants to date, you know, a guy her own age, you know, has his own house and all that stuff and making the big bucks, you know. But I guess I was too young for her, you know. We get along just fine. And, you know, we hung out pretty much for like 2 hours at compound. And, you know, we danced and everything. I bought her a couple of drinks and laughed and had a great time.
White Russian.
So are you convinced that if she was younger or you were older that there would be a follow-up date?
I'd like to think so. You know, I'd like Anna even if she was 65 years old. You know, I think she's a really pretty woman.
Oh.
I like her personality. So, you know.
Oh, what a good guy. What? So how did the date end? Like, when did you know on Saturday that things were not going to progress?
I guess, well, I went to the restroom and
came back
like,
and she
I was
gone.
Like, just wait here. And I came out and then she was gone.
Oh, she really was gone.
And then, you know, I was like, she called me and said she was waiting inside because it was cold. But, you know, compound's so big, you know, heck, I couldn't find her after that. I was kind of tipsy walking around. So
there you were, kind of like aimlessly searching for Anna Milfi.
Well, after that, I couldn't find her. She kept text messaging me like, "Hey, I'm waiting on you. I'm here where you left me." So after that, I just snuck into VIP and started dancing with some random girls.
So you just left her?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't find her when I came out. You know, I walked out of the bathroom, and I'm like, whoa, where'd she go, you know?
So she's still like, wandering around compound like those right Alzheimer now patients that get out of the home that we hear about. She's trying to find her way back.
Justin! Is he walking around compound even right now?
So you never saw her at the end of the night?
No, I never saw her at the end of the night. She sent me a text message, and she said, you know, did you get your ride home? And she was like, you know, we'll take you. And I said, yeah, I got my ride home. She was like, well, have a good night.
So you blew her off, dude.
She still could have given you a ride home even after all that.
Well, I'm assuming you hooked up and you got a ride home from somebody else.
No, just one of my buddies drove me home. Okay.
Well, you could have driven home in her Cutlass.
No, that's wrong. Come on.
So here's the thing, though. I'm
turn
thinking
signal
like.
Signal on the whole way, 15 miles an hour.
She's got those. She's only 45, man.
I know.
She's only 45.
She looked really hot Saturday night, too. You know, she was banging.
See, I'm thinking that the two of you guys really didn't want to find each other because you text her, you tell her exactly what bathroom you're in front of. She texts you back and says, I'll be right there. And she walks back there, and then you guys see each other.
Yeah.
It's really pretty simple.
She says she was waiting inside to the left. You know how they block it off with a tent and compound?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's like so many places right next to the bathroom I didn't really know. There was a couple of people there, so, you know, it's hard to find people,
You got confused.
Yeah, I was confused.
She won't come on with us this morning for whatever reason. So I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, really? Yeah, well, that's fine. I don't want to embarrass her. You know, she's a mom. She has kids, you know, and a wife and everything. Man. So I really don't care about my image. You know, I do at some point, you know, but it doesn't really matter to me.
Well, I think she felt ditched.
Yeah, you blew her off, dude.
I was playing hard to get.
No, you weren't. Were you?
No, I'm just kidding.
You were playing.
We're just friends, I guess. You know, but it's cool though. You know, not many 22-year-old guys have a hot ass 45-year-old mom as a friend. You know, so I mean, I hope we're friends. You know,
for sure, dude.
I couldn't say that when I was 20-something.
Yeah, I know. So you know, if I ever see her out again, at least you know we can talk and dance. You know, and just chit chat and all that. So
there was never any specific conversation by her though saying, you know what, this is just not going to work. Let's just hang out.
Yeah, I think she's dating, you know, I think she's been in a relationship with, a guy her age for maybe the last couple of months. So, you know, just kind of left it at that. You know, I didn't really go on any further. And then, you know, she asked me about my dad. And, you know, I told him where he goes to party a lot. You know, I told her, you know, maybe that they should hook up or something.
Do you think that you were, like, insulting her the whole night and maybe you just didn't realize you were?
No, you know, she told me, she was like, you know, you're a very sweet young man, you're very polite, very mature, you know, I mean, obviously, if she thought I was annoying and, you know, a nuisance, she wouldn't have even called me to begin with to meet her at compound. You know,
maybe you shouldn't have taken her to Compound the first night. Maybe you should have taken her to
Actually, the thing is, I didn't take her there. She just showed up there, and I was actually going somewhere else, and she called me and said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to Fever," and she said, "No, go to Compound." So I went to Compound instead. So it was kind of like, it really wasn't even a set date.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have like an official date and take her to one of them talking
picture
shows.
I mean, you guys could tell on the radio she really didn't want, you know, a set date. You know, she said it's my friend's, you know, birthday and we're going out to celebrate, you know, so.
She's doing the group date. That's what those 45-year-olds do.
Yeah, the group thing.
The group thing. All right, man. Sorry it didn't work out for you, but you had a cool night with her, a couple of cool nights.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you write any poetry?
No, I didn't write any more poetry.
No poetry.
Yeah, actually, she told me Saturday that she had a poem for me.
Oh, really?
But apparently, I guess she doesn't want to read it. She must have forgot it.
You went to the loo and then said F you.
That's a good starting point,
oh,
maybe.
Wait. Here she is.
Oh, she's here?
Yep, I think she's here.
Okay.
Hey, Anna.
I can't wait to hear this.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. We were just talking to Justin about a very disappointing Saturday night.
Was he disappointed?
Only that he couldn't, finish off the night with you, that you guys lost each other. He said you had a great time, but you guys kind of, lost each other.
You're one of those wanderers.
Yeah, well, it's the big place. I lost him. He went to the restroom, and I never saw him again. I thought maybe he ditched me, but that's all right. That's okay. We had a good time.
Now, Justin, you weren't ditching her, right?
No, I wasn't ditching her. I came out of the restroom, and I didn't see her. And so I tried to walk back, you know, just to wherever I thought we were at last, and I didn't see her.
She
said she's inside at a bar, but heck, you know, there's 20 bars in downtown. So.
Well, that's okay. We had a good time. It was fun.
Yeah,
we were there with a bunch of girls.
Nice woman, so. Yeah.
It's just a one-time thing for you, though, Anna? There's not going to be a follow-up date or anything like
that? No, I don't think so. I'm good friendship. I mean, he's a really nice guy, and... But I'm dating somebody, and I'm really interested in that person.
Okay.
Mm. Now, I'm still just confused about how you can lose each other outside a bathroom. I know that can
well,
be, I
can
a lot
understand.
Of that can be a tricky
in that
thing.
Place.
Well, the losing I can understand. It's the – because, like –
Never finding each other again.
Right. Well, I can give you a perfect example. At Compound, Saturday night, when we walked in, we ran into Jen Hobby, and we were with one of the owners of the club, and we lost him. Like, he kept walking, and we stopped to talk to someone. So, but we found each other again. Like, you can always find each other.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
You text, you say exactly where you are.
Right, and then it's like, okay, don't, which is what happened. You send him an email,
move.
Boom, don't move, I'm coming right up there. And then we all walk up, and there he is, and it's, you know, done, and whatever. Like,
either way, it doesn't matter. She's got a guy she's seen that she's digging, so. Mm-hmm.
I think she ditched him.
You think Anna ditched us?
I do.
Did you?
I didn't hear that.
Did you ditch him?
No, absolutely not.
Did you make it a little bit too hard for him to find you?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I enjoyed his company. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And all the girls that were there just thought he was great, and he was very polite, and we had a good time.
It's got to be very flattering to you.
Yeah, it is. It was a little embarrassing at first because I thought, you know, I'm too old for as old as my son, but it is a compliment. And like I said, he was very nice. So he wasn't rude or anything or sarcastic about anything or, you know, he was very nice.
So this was basically you just met up and that was all it was intended to be. Like, this really wasn't a date.
It wasn't like a real date.
Well, if he wasn't 22, I would be interested in him. He's got a great personality.
If he was 25, would that change things?
I don't think so.
30? Would 30 change things?
Maybe 30.
30.
Maybe 30. Hmm.
All right,
absolutely.
Justin.
That's I'm a young 45.
I'll have to call you back in eight years, I guess.
Yeah, call us back in 8 years. I'm sure we'll be doing the same thing. All right, you guys.
All right.
You guys want to wrap this up? Am I forgetting anything?
No. I mean,
hopefully you guys have found me a date, right?
Well, what? It sounds to me like you're doing okay for yourself, for sure.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
And whoever gets to get on date with him or have a relationship with him is very lucky, so.
That's sweet.
Well,
I appreciate it.
You well.
Each other.
That's a nice endorsement.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye.
The Burt Show.